Blog Talk Radio.
Okay, it's another morning. Everybody wake up. God has given us another day all over the world. Come on. Brand new day.
How much I love him and appreciate him for everything he has done for me. I will bless the Lord at all times. Hallelujah. And his praise shall continually be in my mouth. Good morning. This is Minister Daphne Smith, and you are listening to For the Purpose of Godliness on Blog Talk Radio. Listen, God is doing so many great things. I'm so glad about it. And as always, I know God is blessing this ministry, bringing biblical insight to current issues, address your need, and plant the seed of godly purpose. That's it. And listen, as always, always, I know that the presence of the Lord is with us, and the presence of the Lord always brings liberty and deliverance. So I'm so excited and blessed to share the word of God with you today. Need you to tell someone that Minister Daphne Smith is on Blog Talk Radio, bringing to you For the Purpose of Godliness podcast every Sunday at 8 a.m. on social media. I'm on social media, so you can leave your comments, your questions, email for the purpose of godliness at gmail.com. So I think that's all that information. I want to give a shout out to my church, Lifeline Missions Unlimited Incorporated Worship Center. Our pastor is Pastor Melvin Smith. And also want to give you an announcement. Our annual conference is coming up August the 15th through the 17th, 2019, at Temple Ministry. Let me get the address for you. 43913 15th Street East, Lancaster, California, 93535. Host pastor is Pastor George McIntyre. Love you all. Thank you all so much for your love and support. The registration is $40. It's $40 for all 3 days. I'm going to talk about that one day. Lord going to allow me to give that testimony just on the registration alone. So listen, come on out, support us. We have a Facebook event page. If you go to Lifeline Missions Unlimited Incorporated Facebook page, you'll get all that information. And also, if you go to Virtuous Women, Mighty Men of Valor, our Facebook page, you'll get all that information. It's on there. Just type in Daphne Smith. I'm so grateful I can do that. Just type in Minister Daphne Smith. You get all that information about the conference. Everything is going to be dynamic. The Lord was dealing with me about the conference just a few minutes ago, and I'm going, oh, goodness, it's going to be off the chain if they still say that. Listen, God is going to come in, sweep the place, bless us like he always does. He always blesses us at the conference. There's never a conference where we did not have the presence of the Lord. And I'm telling the truth. I'm telling the truth. From five to standing room only, it has always been amazing. God has always come in and swept us. Okay, so dates again for the conference, August 15th through the 17th at Temple Ministries. I think I need to do that again. Address is 43913 15th Street East in the city of Lancaster. Okay. All right. So get your Bibles. I want to share something with you that I think I spoke on before, dealing with the church and God's goal, vision, mission for us, for the church, for the believers in Christ. I don't have all the answers, but I know who does, and that's Jesus. And the Word, he is the Word. He has all the answers. So just going to share with you what's on my heart this morning. So if you can get Matthew 28 and Mark 16 and Acts chapter 1, I'm going to try to get these scriptures in this morning. So Matthew 28, starting at the 16th verse, says, "Then the 11 disciples went away into Galilee." This is after Easter. So my topic subject of however you want to call it is, what happens after Easter? You know, what do we do after Easter? What happens after Resurrection Sunday? So here we go. "Then the 11 disciples went away into Galilee to the mountain which Jesus had appointed for them. When they saw him, they worshiped him, but some doubted." Verse 18 in Matthew chapter 28 says, "And Jesus came and spoke to them, saying, 'All authority has been given to me in heaven and on earth. Go, therefore, and make disciples.'" Ooh, I just want to preach that right there. "Go, therefore, and make disciples of all the nations," everybody, "baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit," the Trinity, "teaching them to observe all things that I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the age." Mark chapter 16, this is after Jesus had risen from the grave, got up. Mark chapter 16, verses 14 through 18 says, "Later he appeared to the 11 as they sat at the table, and he rebuked their unbelief and hardness of heart because they did not believe those who had seen him after he had risen. And he said to them, 'Go to all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He who believes and is baptized will be saved, but he who does not believe will be condemned. And these signs," verse 17 says, "and these signs will follow those who believe. In my name they will cast out demons. They will speak with new tongues. They will take up serpents. And if they drink anything deadly, it will by no means hurt them. And they will lay hands on the sick, and they will recover." Amen. And Acts chapter 1, trying to see where I want to start. Verse 4, "And being assembled together with them, He, Jesus, commanded them not to depart from Jerusalem, but to wait for the promise of the Father, which, he said, you have heard from me. For John truly baptized with water, but you shall be baptized with the Holy Spirit not many days from now. Therefore, when they had come together, they asked him, saying, Lord, will you at this time restore the kingdom to Israel? And he said to them, it is not for you to know the times, or seasons, which the Father has put in his own authority, but you shall receive, this is after the resurrection, but you shall receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you shall be witnesses to me in Jerusalem and in Judea and Samaria and to the end of the earth. And when he had spoken these things, and while they watched, he was taken up, and a cloud received him out of their sight. And while they looked steadfastly toward heaven as he went up, two men stood by them in white apparel, who also said, Men of Galilee, why do you stand gazing up into heaven? This same Jesus who was taken up from you into heaven will also come in like manner as you saw him go into heaven. Then they returned to Jerusalem from the mount called Olivet, which is near Jerusalem, a Sabbath day journey. And when they had entered, they went up into the upper room where they were staying. Peter, James, John, Andrew, Philip, Thomas, Bartholomew, and Matthew, James the son of Alphaeus, Simon the Zealot, and Judas the son of James. These all continue with one accord in prayer and supplication with the women and Mary, the mother of Jesus, and with his brothers. Okay, I felt that I needed to read those scriptures because, you know, we celebrated Easter. We had a wonderful dinner with our church, and we celebrated Easter and, you know, the resurrection and everything that Christ has done for us. And it represents the death, burial, and resurrection and ascension, because he's coming back again, of Jesus Christ. And all of this happened. The disciples got to see this all in 1 week. And I know for some churches, it was packed out. You know, people you hadn't seen in years came to church. You know, their children were saying Easter speeches. So mama, daddy, grandma, and all the family, most families gathered. And, you know, we see them maybe for that one time on Easter, maybe Christmas, maybe Mother's Day. You know, you see them. So, you know, what happens after that? You know, do we follow up? Because some people may never come back again. So what do we do? You know, how do we as a church move on from possibly amazing services on Easter, wonderful times that we had on Easter with family and friends and all of that? And so what do we do? And it's always amazing to me because when you think about the disciples, their mindset was, Jesus is dead. I noticed the Holy Ghost, not in my notes. Jesus is dead. He is not coming back. I know he said he was coming back, but, you know, everybody that we know, just think about first century church. They are thinking everybody that we know that died except for Lazarus. If they saw Lazarus come up, Jesus called him out of the grave. Everybody that we know died. They don't come back. And to them, all hope is gone. That's why Jesus rebuked them for their doubt and unbelief, because he schooled them. He was with them for 3.5 years, telling them the things that would come to pass. But in their hearts, all hope was gone. So can you imagine how they felt? That's just a little part of that. Can you imagine how they felt? And they were probably confused, excited, afraid, lost, and alone. Some said, yeah, well, he did say he was coming. And he rebuked them for their unbelief, because even when the women told them that he had gotten up and he had risen from the grave, there were still some doubt and unbelief. Here is the thing, but Jesus did not leave them comfortless. He made sure, this is the thing, he made sure they were prepared. We have the Word of God. Jesus did not leave us comfortless. He makes sure, he makes sure that we are prepared. Oh, I hear in the, for every event. Listen, we don't have to be confused, lost and alone, feel afraid or any of that. Really, if those issues come up, Jesus prepares us. Mm. He spent 40 days with them. Acts 1 and 3 said, to whom he also presented himself alive after his suffering by many infallible proofs, being seen of them during 40 days and speaking of the things pertaining to the kingdom of God. Can we just talk about things pertaining to the kingdom of God? We talk about so much other stuff. Okay, just want to put that out there. Think about it, 40 days with the risen Savior. If you could spend 40 days with somebody, who would you want to spend 40 days with? However, through all this preparation, Jesus knew it would never be the same again. And last Sunday, I spoke about why seek ye the living among the dead. You know, why go back to dead situations seeking the same old thing? You know, we got to make a change because things will never be the same. Yesterday is gone. This is today. You know, and things will never be the same. So after his ascension, it was difficult for the disciples to comprehend what happened to them. Even when you read in, I think it's in Luke, and it talks about the two men on the road to Emmaus, and they're talking about the things that happened, and Jesus appears to them. They had no clue. To them, it was done. It was a done deal. He's dead. He's gone. How are we going to move on? So the Bible says in Acts chapter 1, verses 6 through 8. So when they had come together, they were asking him, saying, Lord, is it time for you? Is it at this time you are restoring the kingdom to Israel? He said to them, it is not for you to know the times or the seasons which the Father has fixed by his own authority. Listen, for everybody that feels like they know when it's coming, Jesus said, we don't know. Nobody knows but the Father. Just want to put that out there. He assured them in verse 8, you will receive power when the Holy Ghost comes upon you, and you shall be my witnesses both in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria and even to the remotest part of the earth. Verse 9 says, and after he said these things, he was lifted up while they were looking on, and a cloud received him. Again, and as they were gazing intently into the sky, because Jesus is going, he's gone, he's going to them, he's gone. Behold, two men stood beside them, and they said, men of Galilee, why do you stand looking into the sky? This Jesus who was taken up from you into heaven will come in just the way as you watched him go into heaven. So, now what? That's the question. Now what? What kind of thoughts are going through their minds? Now what? And I'm sure they felt lost and alone. Even going back to Jerusalem, going to the upper room to pray, you know, you have to. One thing that I really appreciate about learning how to study scriptures, you have to put it in context. Think about the times that the people were in that were writing. What were, try to imagine, ask God to help you. What were they thinking? How did they feel for, you know, to lose someone that they had been close to for 3.5 years that they slept with, ate with, and taught them daily, and now he's gone. So I'm sure they felt some trepidation. They felt alone. So what happens after the resurrection? The disciples journeyed back to Jerusalem. They joined other believers in prayer. Acts 1 and 14. Prayer. As believers in Christ, we believe in and trust in Christ's resurrection daily. However, Holy Week, they call it Easter, Resurrection Sunday, provides for us a day to focus on everything that Christ has done for us, to center what God did for us with a grateful heart. And that should be every day. we've had some health challenges, Pastor and I, for the past couple of years. And I remember asking my sister to purchase some gowns for me to wear around the house. And last summer, you know, I got to use them. And this summer, you know, again, I put it back on. And when I put on the gown, everything started flooding back about how good God. It is amazing how things can bring back. Everything started coming back about the goodness of the Lord and what he has done for me and Pastor in these couple of years, and I just begin to cry because God is so wonderful, so gracious, so merciful. And that's what Resurrection Sunday, that week and afterwards, because now, you know, we're moving into Pentecost, all of that helps us to think about what Christ did for us. Just had a horrific incident happen on yesterday, the last day of Passover for the Jewish people out here in California, and a young man goes in and tries to annihilate people in a Jewish synagogue. One is dead. I think three or four are injured. And when you think about it, people that don't have Christ in their hearts, and let me say this too, and some that do have Christ in their hearts, you know, the challenges of living day by day and not having the right mind. I don't know why I'm going here. Not having the right mind and thinking on the goodness of the Lord and all that he has done for you. What will make a person do that? We have to start meditating, because the Bible says if we meditate on the word of God, on his goodness, day and night, will be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that brings forth fruit in our season. So are we meditating on the things of God? Are we thinking about what Christ has done for us? Because that's what it's all about. Okay, let me finish. So now that Easter Sunday, Resurrection Sunday is past, so, you know, we're like the disciples, you know. You know, even when situations come, okay, God, now what? Because in the disciples' mind is, okay, Lord, now what? What do we do after that? And we had visitors come, I'm sure some of them are thinking, okay, Lord, I went to church Easter Sunday, now what? Are you following up? Are you, you know, asking them to come back? Now what? Okay, so the book of Acts, and this is even for the church. Now, we get all excited about Easter. We get all excited about holidays. What do we do after the holidays? So the book of Acts, the Bible, has the answer. The church got busy. They did. They got busy. They got busy. The disciples prayed. They received the power of the Holy Ghost. They witnessed. They trained believers in Jerusalem. They preached the gospel. They faced opposition. Some died at the hands of persecutors. Some overcame persecution. But they all passionately followed the leading of the Lord, followed the leading of the Holy Ghost. And the Bible says the church flourished. The church flourished. So what happens after, you know, even big programs that we have at church, what happens after Easter? We need to, and I spoke about this a long time ago. We need to pray. That's just automatic. Come on, saints, pray. Ask God. I don't even know if you need to ask God for a prayer life. We need to pray. Pray. We need to get busy doing the work of the Lord. We don't need to be stagnant. I heard a little snippet. I only have a few more minutes, from a friend of mine. She had a YouTube channel. And I heard this little snippet this morning. And she was talking about how we wait around for people to hand us things. And we need to get up and get busy. You know, God has given us dreams and visions and goals. Oh, look at the Holy Ghost. And we need to just get busy and stop waiting for people to hand us stuff. Okay, just get busy. The disciples, they didn't wait. They waited for the Holy Ghost. They tarried. They waited for the Holy Ghost. They waited for the Lord to speak to them in areas. But when the Lord spoke to them and told them, they got up and got busy. We need to follow the examples of the disciples. This is how the church was born. So I believe the church is facing the same battles that the early church faced as they preached the gospel. They are burning Christian churches overseas. They're burning synagogues. They're burning churches in Louisiana. Come on now. The same battles the early church faced as they preached the gospel. Just like them, we will overcome every obstacle because Christ is with us. He is not dead. He's alive. Oh, come on now. He's alive. So what happens after Easter, after Resurrection Sunday? This is what we do. We get up, we get busy, and we keep serving our risen Savior. We get up, let me add this, we pray. And then we get up, we pray, we hear from God. Then we get up, we get busy, and we keep serving our risen Savior. I am so inspired by this. This was years ago the Lord gave this to me. And I'm so inspired by this because sometimes we get lazy. You know, and we procrastinate, and we wait on folk to hand things to us. We're trying to wait on the money. We're trying to wait on this. We're waiting on this. And God is saying, I love the Holy Ghost. I have equipped you with everything that you need. All you need to do is get up and go. Just get up and go. So, you know, that's the word of encouragement for today. Pray. Get up. Pray, seek the Lord, get an answer, get up, and when he answers you, because he's going to answer you, get up, get busy, and keep serving your risen Savior. As an old Sunday school song says, I serve a risen Savior. He's in the world today. I know that he is living no matter what others say. I see his hand of mercy. I hear his voice of cheer. And just the time I need him. Come on, that's an old Sunday school song. He's always there. And the song says, he lives, he lives. Christ Jesus lives today. He walks with me. He talks with me a long life narrow way. He lives, he lives. Salvation to impart. Then the song says, you ask me how I know he lives. He lives within my heart. I'm telling you, that was Holy Ghost. I haven't remembered that song in years. He lives, saints. He lives. So if you don't know Jesus in the pardon of your sin, ask him to come into your heart today. I guarantee you he will make a difference in your life. Things will get rough, yes. We live in a sinful world. Things will get rough, yes it will. But one thing I know for sure, when you have Jesus on your side, he makes the difficulties a little bit sweeter. I'm talking to myself. He makes the difficulties a little bit sweeter. So listen, thank you so much, you all, for joining me today. I know I've said something to encourage you and inspire you because I'm encouraged myself. Amen. So keep praying for us, praying for me and our pastor, Pastor Melvin Smith, and for our church, Lifeline Missions Unlimited Incorporated Worship Center. We are on the move for God. Really, we are. We are on the move for God, and God is doing great things in our lives and for the people of Lifeline Missions and for the people of God everywhere. He's doing wonderful, amazing things, no matter what it looks like, no matter the persecution. Persecution comes to not only make us strong, but you know, persecution came in the book of Acts. They got up and left and went to the parts of the world that the Lord told them to go to after persecution came and the gospel spread it. And so we're still serving a risen Savior because of everything that Christ did for us and because of the gospel that the apostles and the people of God spread in the midst of persecution. So I love you with the love of Jesus. Be blessed. Have a wonderful Sunday. Go to church somewhere and hear some more of the word of God. And listen, pray for us as we do a work for the Lord. And I want you to remember that we all must exercise ourselves for the purpose of godliness. God bless you. Have a great Sunday.
Okay, it's another morning. Everybody wake up. God has given us another day. all over the world. Come on. Brand new day.